Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara,
and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be made. Of this heartbreak, I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I scream, yeah.
Six on the west coast of the United States. My next guest, Alexander, actually, is how his email reads. Alexander Hetherington. That sounds a little bit like Thurston Howell the Third, Alex. So, talk to me. Do you have any Thurston Howell the Third going on in there? Am I wrong about that? What's going on?
I won't say I came from, a poor background, but solidly middle class.
Right.
I don't know about Thurston Howell the Third, though.
Thurston Howell the Third, you know who he is, right? Gilligan's Island, that dude? He and Lovey?
Yeah, sure. I'm from that, I used to watch a rerun.
All right. Alexander Hetherington, like the seventh. Is that what it is? So talk to me about it.
None of those
numbers. Alex is the show director of the Marine Military Expos that you see around the country. And there are three of them, yes? Modern Day Marine in Washington, D.C., Quantico, that thing. And then you have Marine Expo South, which is at Camp Lejeune in April, and then the Marine West Expo, which is at Camp Pendleton, coming up this Thursday and Friday. How did I do?
You did well.
Thank you.
The waterfront there.
So that's what, and you run those things, and you're in Southern California this morning as they put the finishing touches on the infrastructure that goes up out there. In the parking lot of the Pacific View Club, right, overlooking the water. So pretty nice venue.
That's where we used to be.
Ah!
We're in a new location now.
All right, well, that's good we talked about this. Where's the new location?
So, yeah, historically it was at the South Mesa Staff and Steel Club, but mm-hmm. Now it's at the 22 area, which is across Vandergrift Boulevard from the Marine Corps Air Station Camp Hill.
Oh,
so
good. All right, so you go to, so we go inland a little bit, and it'll be in the 22 area. All right, is it good? Kind of the same setup. The big white tent is going to be there, and or are you going to do it inside of a Marine Corps structure? Talk to me.
Sure, it's the big white expo tent. You remember? It's going to be about 100 plus exhibitors. And it's going to be, centrally located on the 23 area parade deck.
Got it.
So, midway between the CLR 15 headquarters building and the 22 area mess hall.
Well, now let me ask you this. Did you do that for any particular reason? Is it a better place to hold the thing? Why move it?
Well, the main reason is because, we style our Marine Corps West and Marine Corps South expos is our end user shows. So really the goal is to attract as many Marines, particularly, we're interested in the enlisted Marine community and NCO and staff NCO community, and want to get them to the show and expose them to the exhibitors. Because as 1MAP Marines is the deploying echelon of the Marine Corps, they've got key information and experience, that our exhibitors could benefit from, that the Marine Corps will ultimately benefit from some better solutions.
I like that. So taking the show closer to your clients.
That's right. And I also just want to point out that as the show director, I'm really the administrator. I am a retired Marine, but, you know, the true leaders of the event are Major General Mike Regner, Marine Corps retired. He's the National Director of Expositions for the Marine Corps League. And our other key leader is Mr. Wendell Webb, who's the National Commandant of the Marine Corps League. So this is an enterprise that's sponsored and organized by the Marine Corps League. I'm the point man to work with 1MEF and Marine Corps Installations West to make it happen. But, you know, they give it its impetus and its true leadership.
All right. But we wanted to know what's going on, and you sound like you're the guy who throws the levers on the ground. Is that a fair assessment?
That's right.
All right.
That's right. That's right.
You're the lever thrower. All right. So, first of all, let's do the basics. So now we know where it's at, and I'm unscrewed. Talk to me about when it starts, and is there a theme to this year's program? So let's talk about people that are going to attend, and let's talk about people that are off base and that are going to come on base. What do they need to bring so they don't get stopped at the gate and have to go through all that stuff? So go through the basics with us.
Sure. So the basic lineup for the show, the basic key schedule elements are, you know, we've got the opening ceremony. We have the commander's preview, which starts at 8:30 on Thursday, the 7th of February, and that's on show site. That's for, you know, commanders and staff. At the, you know, sort of company level and above, staff members, all the way up, you know, to senior leaders. And then we have at 9:45, we have the opening ceremony that will take place on show site also, to officially open the show. And again, the 1MEF CG is the military guest of honor for that. It's a very short 15-minute ceremony. And then, the show is open from 10 to 1500. On the 7th, and then on Friday, the 8th, we start off with what we're calling Warrior Day. We have the 17th Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, Sergeant Major Michael Barrett, retired.
Nice.
He's going to be leading that, and that's going to be an event for Marines, about 90 minutes in duration from organizing at 7, starting at 7:30, finished up at 9, right when the show opens, and the show will be open from 9 to 1400 on Friday the 8th. So that's the schedule.
All right, so that's...
What else did I get to, Max?
No, is there a theme this year? You talked about earlier that,
right,
you know, that
right,
this is...
Okay, yeah.
That the South and the West shows are targeted at the end user. So talk to me about what the end user is going to find, and is there a theme?
Right. I mean, that's really the new, you know, wave with the shows. They're not new. I mean, the shows have been around. This is the 28th year for Marine Corps West. And, but what we're trying to do is make them, you know, more germane to the needs of the Marine Corps and active duty Marines in particular. So we've developed a presentation schedule. You know, it's not just exhibitors. We have a briefing center. We've got a lineup of legitimate BME for Marines. You know, and it's focused on small unit cohesion, warrior resilience, and also just, you know, physical training and standards. New programs and material solutions coming to the Marine Corps. So, you know, we're going to have presentations on the new amphibious combat vehicle, on small UASs for tactical units. We're going to have you giving some great presentations on post-traumatic winning at the show. We're going to have Colonel Stephen Arms, who's the director of Force Fitness Division and Training and Education Command. He's going to be there talking about the current Marine Corps physical standards and the future Marine Corps physical training programs. So we want you to come out to learn something, to you know, share your knowledge and expertise, and it's a true networking event for Marines and you know, the community of interest of the Marine Corps. There's also going to be a lot of Marine Corps facing foundations and charities that are involved. So there's something for everybody.
All right. Yeah, post-traumatic winning's going to be there. I'm excited to do that. All right. People that are going, how do they find the schedules and maps and the vendor list? Where do they find that stuff out?
So probably the easiest way to do it is if you just Google Marine Corps West, our website will come up, and everything is available at the website, of course. If you're coming on base, and you're not, you know, a Marine Corps, you're not a Camp Pendleton based Marine or a Marine, as long as you have a DOD ID card, you know, active reserve, retired, or dependent, if you're all set to come to the show, you can register on site if you're not already registered. If you do need to register, you can register at our website. If you're not, if you don't have a DOD ID, the best way to do it is to travel with somebody who does. Because we do, one thing is with new base access restrictions, we had a deadline for people that wanted to travel independently to sign up in advance so they could do that screening in advance, and then those people get a base access exemption letter sent to them to come on base independently. So at this point in the cycle, it's best to travel with someone who has an ID if that's possible.
Got it. So if you're a civilian and you haven't signed up already to go, you're not going to drive your car on base to go to this thing.
Well, you could, but you want to have somebody in the car who has a DOD ID who can sponsor you on base.
Okay, so you need to grab your local retiree and say, come on, I need you to go with
me. That's right.
I'll buy you lunch, I'll buy you a 12-pack, whatever you got to do to get that done. But, obviously the state of security on military installations has changed a bit. You used to be able to get on with the driver's license, and those days are gone. And so it is what it is. So do these shows have themes? I know these tend to be tailored to the end user, as you just said, Alex. But on an annual basis, do these shows have themes or not?
Well, Modern Day Marine does have a theme, and that's provided by, you know, CIDIC and, you know, DC, CDNI. So, you know, General Berger, his staff works with me to develop a theme for Modern Day Marine in Quantico, and that show's in September. That's really the flagship of the Enterprise. That show is much larger than our end-user shows at Pendleton and Lejeune. We're working in the direction of developing a theme.
Okay.
But we don't, you know, it's not quite coalesced to that level yet. You know, we do work at the general, have a general focus on the needs of, particularly, you know, enlisted Marines. That's where we're mostly looking.
Got it. Talk to me about, I'm going to do post-traumatic winning on Thursday and Friday. So, tell people where does the intellectual content? So you're going to see the technologies and displays, obviously in the big tent. And last time I had you on, you were saying, you know, we're working really hard to make sure there's just as much intellectual content here as there is equipment and things to see and things like that. So where does that stuff take place?
So that all takes place. We have a briefing center, HDP. You know, Larry Rosenfeld, who's a retired Marine Corps Sergeant Major, he runs that group. And they're exhibitors, but they bring one of their very large, modern POC tents that seats about, you know, 75 people comfortably. And they have a full, you know, AV suite. And so we've turned that into a briefing center for both our West and South shows. And, it's a pretty cool setup. And we put that right in front of the exhibit tent. So that'll be, you know, adjacent to the main entrance of the exhibit tent. That's where all the content is taking place.
All right, so it's adjacent to it and easy to find. How about if I'm going to spend the better part of the day there, am I going to get fed there? Can I buy something to eat?
You do. You can. We have, you know, MCCS has some food vendors that will be on site with us for both days of the show. And it's three food vendors, you know, and they also operate on base, you know, consistently, usually in other places than the 22 area.
Okay.
I know that we're going to have, one of them's going to be a pizza vendor, and I think one of them's a food truck that serves tacos and things like that.
I like that.
But we'll have NCCS food there.
Now, the last time I was there, they had firefighters out cooking as well. Is that in the plan, or is that? I think I remember that. Well, yay, nay?
Well, you know, that I think that's the pizza establishment. They have an old fire truck they use for that.
Got it. All right. We got about 9 minutes left. What haven't I been smart enough to ask you on this Tuesday before the show opens up on Thursday that you want people to know?
Well, we have two new elements, and I already touched briefly on one of them. That's Warrior Day. Just expand on that just a little more. I mean, the idea is, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is I routinely talk to different parts of headquarters of the Marine Corps, and what I try to bring to bear in the shows are the things, new things they're doing in terms of new training standards, new programs, new equipment, solutions that are coming to the Marine Corps, and trying to get the word out, you know, on the things that enlisted Marines should know, you know, on things that are either new equipment that's coming to an armory or motor pool near them, or, you know, new training standards that can apply to them, or new training education opportunities that are available to them. That's the basis for our content. And one of the things that we're seized on is the new Marine Corps battle skills test that the Commandant, General Nellis, rolled out for us. So we're riffing on that theme. And using some of those base support packages, but integrating some of our subject matter expert industry reps to talk about new solutions they're bringing to the Marine Corps, and also our, you know, distinguished Marine veterans like Sergeant Major Barrett, and also Sergeant Major Gene Overstreet is going to be participating as well,
nice.
12th Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
So that's, we'd love to have some Marines come and participate that on that, and that, again, that's on Friday morning. The other thing is, we've created a networking event for the show. It's new. It's in partnership with the Sugar Bear Foundation, who you're familiar with, and I think a lot of your listeners are as well.
Yeah, Jennifer.
Jennifer Crozzo.
Yeah, Jennifer.
In memory of her her late husband, Lieutenant Colonel Mario Crozzo.
Right.
And that's at Urge Gastro Pub. It's also co-headlined by Marine for Life, so it's a great networking opportunity for our exhibitors. For a great cause, there's no cost to attend. It's also a great opportunity to come out and learn, you know, and network. If you're looking, a transitioning Marine, or you just want to know what's out there, it's a great, great opportunity to come and talk, you know, get involved and get immersed in the Marine Corps community of interest.
My guest this morning is the show director of the Marine Military Expos, Alex Hetherington. He's a retired Marine, and we're just talking about what's coming up. This starts Wednesday night with the kickoff events, and then into Thursday and Friday at Camp Pendleton. You'll also be able to find, if you want a shortcut to the website, it's in the post that I'll put up here in a few minutes. So if you're listening to this via podcast, in the podcast itself, if you go to the website, you'll find the Marine Corps West Expo, and you can go check out everything there. All right, give me one thing you want me to check out while I'm there, and All Marine Radio will be there. For both days, we'll be doing the show there, and then also presenting a version of Post Traumatic Winning. So excited about that. Tell me one thing, Mac. You got to see this.
Well, one thing we'll have at the show that should be of interest to all Marines is we'll have the amphibious combat vehicle.
I was shocked. Honestly, I was shocked when I saw that thing had wheels. I went, what? Interesting. Yeah, so I'm kind of, as a former light armored infantry, light armored reconnaissance company commander and platoon commander, I'm kind of interesting to see that thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, wheels versus tracks is sort of a very topical discussion point right now. But yes, we're very excited to have that. We'll have the folks to tell you all about it and you can take a tour of the vehicle. So that's something I hope will be an attraction for the show.
All right, sir. First of all, thank you very much for coming on today. And hopefully we'll be able to do this again tomorrow and just keep people updated on what's going on. And I honestly, first of all, I'm excited to be a part of it this year. I've been to it. I can't tell you how many times while I was on active duty. Went down there to see some friends, I want to say a year or two ago, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. The other thing I'm excited about is a natural fit for the whole post-traumatic winning thing is the Marine Corps League and the Marine Corps Life thing, because these bonds that we make and staying connected is a huge part of living quality life as a Marine, whether you're on active duty or not. And the Marine Corps League, those Marines in your community, you should go down and introduce yourself. They can help you find out the shortcuts at the VA, who to stay away from at the VA, and they might have leads in jobs. They've just been in your community. So go down and say hi. And the Marine Corps Life thing is the same way. It is a connecting file to this incredible tribe that we're all a part of. And so this whole concept of living better lives, affecting other people, helping them, right, so they don't even open the door that leads to isolation and other bad things, the Marine Corps League, in my opinion, and Marine Corps Life Program are huge players in that. And we as Marines have to blow some life into them and then take advantage of them and use them to help improve not only our lives but other people's lives as well. So well done on having them as involved in this.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, Mac, I would say, you know, you're one of the headliners for sure. And really, you know, what we'd like to see the Marine Corps West and South shows especially evolve into is the type of thing that you're doing. I mean, you're creating a community of Marines, in a virtual community, so to speak, online and on the air. And we'd like to provide a venue, you know, to have people come down and meet face to face and pursue the things that they you know, in a face-to-face manner, pursue the same kinds of things.
Yeah, no. Well done, Alex. Thank you for the visit, and we'll check in with you tomorrow. All the best of luck today as you run around and get this thing pointed in the right direction. And we know most of the time it doesn't go there easily. It takes somebody down there making it all happen. So good luck, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Matt, great. Thank you very much.
No, my privilege. Thanks, bud. That is Alex Hetherington from the director, the show director of the Marine Military Expos around the country. So they are put on, though, by the Marine Corps League. And you'll hopefully hear Mike Regner this week as well. If you missed it, you'll hear he was on a couple weeks ago. So don't touch that dial. Alex Hollings, two Alexes here today. He of fightersweep.com and newsrep.com. He joins us next. More of All Marine Radio coming up on a Tuesday on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.